All right, listeners, ready to dive deep into a real head-scratcher? We're talking about the Voynich manuscript, centuries old and still stumping the experts. We've got excerpts from a document all about it titled The Voynich Manuscript, 15th Century, and we're going to try to figure out what we can from that. So what makes this thing so special?
Well, it's this 15th century codex, you see, and it's a mystery wrapped in a riddle, sprinkled with some good old-fashioned occult vibes.
Okay, so for those who haven't heard of it, what exactly are we talking about here? Well, what is the Voynich manuscript?
Picture this 240 pages of vellum, about the size of a notebook handwritten text. But the catch, the script, it's completely unknown. And I'm not talking about just like a simple cipher. We're talking unique characters. Nobody's been able to crack it.
So it's not just a different alphabet. It's like a whole new language.
Right. And just to make things more interesting, it's full of illustrations. But not your typical medieval stuff. We're talking strange plants, astronomical diagrams that are just a little bit off, even figures often naked in what looks like some kind of ritual bathing.
So it's like a medieval fever dream almost, like science fantasy, and maybe a bit of the occult, all mixed together.
Exactly. And that mix is what's fueled all the theories about what it means. Some think it's a medical or alchemical text, you know, a hidden knowledge kind of thing.
Makes sense with the plants and what looks like medical stuff. But then you have the plants that nobody recognizes.
Right. Big problem for that theory.
Exactly. So maybe not a straightforward medical book.
What about a code? A cleverly disguised message?
Popular theory for sure. I mean, it's tempting to think there's secret information hidden in there. But even the best code breakers have failed, including William Friedman.
So either the code is insanely complex or...
Or the script is totally made up. A linguistic dead end.
Hold on. So someone made up a language, wrote one book, and disappeared. That seems even crazier than a code. What would be the point?
That's the million-dollar question. And it's one of the reasons the Voynich manuscript is so fascinating. It makes us rethink language communication, even human ingenuity. I've got to say, this made-up language idea is really messing with me. But then again, it wouldn't be the Voynich manuscript if it wasn't strange, right?
You got that right. And that's just one theory. Remember those weird illustrations? The plants and the messed up stars, they've led to some pretty wild interpretations too.
You mean like the alien theory?
Exactly. Fringe theory, no evidence or anything, but it's understandable when you see those out there images.
It's funny how our minds jump to the craziest explanations when we don't understand something. Like we'd rather believe in aliens than admit we just don't get it.
It shows how badly we want to make sense of things, even if it means going to extremes. And speaking of extremes, another theory is that it's a medieval hoax.
A hoax? Like someone made the whole thing up just to mess with people.
Exactly. People who believe this theory point to inconsistencies in its history, no clear context, and the fact that the illustrations, while beautiful, aren't realistic.
So not aliens or a code, but a really elaborate work of art meant to fool people.
That's kind of an amazing idea. A 15th century prankster. It shows real skill and creativity, for sure. It's both impressive and strange. But whether it's a hoax, a code, or something else entirely, it's had a huge impact on anyone who's tried to figure it out.
Right. The source mentioned a dark angle. Like, it's driven people mad trying to understand it.
Yeah. The Voynich manuscript has this pull. It draws people in and doesn't let go. It's like a puzzle that demands to be solved, but it resists all our attempts. And for some, that resistance can be incredibly frustrating, even destructive.
Like William Friedman. He spent years trying to crack the code.
His story is a warning, I guess. A reminder that searching for knowledge, especially about the unknown, can be dangerous. He never figured it out. And some believe it really took its toll on him.
That's kind of sad to spend so much time and energy and get nothing. Makes you wonder if sometimes it's more about the chase than the answer.
It's a good question, and one worth thinking about with something like the Voynich manuscript. And it's not just the mental and emotional toll. There's also the accusations of fraud, that the whole thing's a fake.
Right. The source mentioned something about inconsistencies in who owned it over the years and how well made it is. Maybe it's from later on, designed to trick collectors and scholars.
Yeah, imagine having the guts to pull off something like that. A work of art meant to fool even the experts. Incredible.
It's a fascinating idea, right? Makes you think about authenticity and deception and the power of mystery. Even if it was fake, I don't think that would make it any less impactful.
I agree. It's captured our imagination regardless of where it came from. It shows how much we're drawn to the unknown, our need to understand, even when it seems impossible.
It's like a puzzle box wrapped in a riddle.
Yeah.
And even if we never unlock it, I think the journey of trying to understand it is what matters.
It reminds us that sometimes the most interesting questions are the ones that don't have easy answers, the ones that make us think critically, challenge our assumptions, and embrace the fact that we don't know everything.
It's like it's daring us to look deeper, to question what we think we know, and to consider that maybe there are some mysteries that will never be solved.
And that might be the most important lesson the Voynich manuscript can teach us, that the world is full of wonder, and even with all our technology, there are still secrets out there waiting to be discovered.
And who knows, maybe someday someone will finally crack the code and reveal the truth behind this centuries-old enigma. But until then, we can still appreciate its beauty, its complexity, and its ability to fascinate and confuse us.
And speaking of fascination and confusion, there are a few more details about the Voynich manuscript you might find interesting. For example, the possibility that it was written by a woman.
Really? Tell me more. I always love a good historical mystery with a feminist angle.
Some scholars think it might be a woman's handwriting. They describe it as graceful and flowing, which suggests a female hand. Of course, it's just speculation, but it adds another layer of intrigue.
It's amazing how even the most basic facts about it are a mystery. We don't even know who wrote it, let alone what it says.
And that uncertainty is part of what makes it so compelling. It's like a blank canvas where we can put our own hopes, fears, and desires for knowledge. It reflects our own curiosity about the world and our place in it.
Speaking of curiosity, the source mentioned something called the Voynich effect. Is that like some kind of mind control thing?
Not exactly mind control, but it's definitely powerful. The Voynich effect is when researchers get completely absorbed by the manuscript to the point where it affects their lives. They get fixated on cracking the code. And they neglect everything else. It's their obsession and their downfall.
Like a siren song.
Yeah.
Luring them in with a promise of knowledge, and then keeping those secrets just out of reach, driving some to extremes. It's both fascinating and a little scary, don't you think?
It definitely shows how strong obsession can be, how a single mystery can take over someone's mind. But it also shows our need to understand, to solve puzzles, to find hidden truths.
And even now, with all our technology and instant information, the Voynich manuscript proves that there are still mysteries we can't easily explain. Puzzles that resist our best efforts. Secrets that might always be out of reach.
And we haven't given up. In fact, researchers are using cutting-edge technology now, like AI and machine learning, to try and analyze the patterns and unlock its secrets.
So we're letting computers try to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. Have they made any progress? Has the AI managed to decipher anything yet?
It's early days, but some researchers say the AI has found linguistic patterns, which suggests that the Voynich script might be a real language after all.
So there's hope, maybe. But even if the AI cracks the code, I wonder if it'll really solve the mystery. Will we know what it means, who wrote it, and why? Or will it just lead to more questions?
That's the beauty of it. The Voynich manuscript is a mystery within a mystery. Even if we peel back one layer, there's always another underneath.
Like a never-ending story, a puzzle that keeps changing and challenging us.
Exactly. And as we wrap up our deep dive into the Voynich manuscript, I want to leave you with one final cordon. So that question is this. If you could crack the code, what do you think you'd find? What secrets are hidden in the pages of the Voynich manuscript?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one. I mean, after all these theories, medical texts, secret societies, aliens, hoaxes, I don't even know where to start. Part of me hopes it's something huge, something that changes history or reveals some deep truth about the universe.
Like a map to El Dorado? Maybe the secret of the Philosopher's Stone?
Exactly. But then again, maybe the mystery is the real treasure, the journey you're trying to figure it out that challenge the intellectual thrill. Maybe that's the real reward.
That's a pretty insightful thought, I think. Sometimes it really is about the journey, not the destination. The Voynich manuscript has fascinated us for centuries, precisely because it's so hard to understand. It makes us think critically, question what we think we know, and accept that there are things we don't understand.
It reminds us that there's still so much we don't know about the world, about history, about ourselves, and that's actually pretty exciting. It means there are still discoveries to be made, mysteries to be solved, stories to be told.
Exactly. The Voynich manuscript is a symbol of human curiosity, our need to explore the unknown, to push the boundaries of knowledge, and to try and understand the world around us. And even if we never fully crack the code, it will always inspire us, challenge us, and remind us that there's always more to learn.
Well said. And I think that's a perfect place to end our deep dive into the mysterious world of the Voynich manuscript. It's been a wild ride full of twists, turns, tantalizing clues, and unanswered questions. But that's what makes it so fascinating. It's a mystery that keeps unfolding, inviting us to engage with it on our own terms, to come to our own conclusions, and maybe even someday contribute to solving it.
And who knows, maybe one of our listeners holds the key to this centuries-old puzzle. Maybe a fresh perspective, a new approach, or a flash of insight is all it takes to finally crack the Voynich code.
So to all our fellow knowledge seekers out there, we encourage you to keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep that spirit of curiosity alive. The world is full of mysteries, and the Voynich manuscript is just one of many waiting to be unraveled. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and remember, the pursuit of knowledge is a journey worth taking no matter where it leads. Hit me with it. What's a question going to make everyone think?
All right, so imagine you crack the code. What would you find? What secrets do you think are hiding in the Voynich manuscript?
Wow, it's a big one. After all those theories, medical texts, secret societies, aliens, hoaxes, I don't even know. Part of me wants it to be something huge, like world-changing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Something that rewrites history or tells us something profound about the universe.
A map to El Dorado, the Philosopher's Stone.
Right. But then another part of me thinks, the mystery itself is the real treasure. The journey of trying to solve it, the challenge, the intellectual puzzle. Maybe that's the real reward.
Hmm. I think you're onto something there. Sometimes it really is about the journey, not the destination. The Voynich manuscript has captivated us for so long. Because it's so difficult to understand, it makes us think critically, question our assumptions, and accept that there are things we just don't know.
It reminds us that there's so much out there that we don't understand about the world history ourselves. And in a way that's exciting, it means there are still discoveries to be made, mysteries to be solved, stories to be told.
Exactly. The Voynich manuscript is a symbol of human curiosity, our drive to explore, to push the limits of what we know, to try and make sense of everything around us. And even if we never fully understand it, it will always inspire us, challenge us, remind us that there's always more to learn.
I like that. And I think that's a perfect way to wrap up our deep dive into the Voynich manuscript. What a wild ride. Twists and turns, clues, questions. But that's what makes it so compelling. It's a mystery that keeps unfolding. It invites us to think about it on our own, to come to our own conclusions, and maybe someday even help solve it.
And who knows? Maybe one of our listeners out there has the key to this whole thing, a new perspective, a different approach, maybe a sudden flash of insight. That's all it could take to crack the Voynich code.
So to everyone listening, keep exploring. Keep asking questions. Keep that curiosity alive. The world is full of mysteries. The Voynich manuscript is just one of many. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And remember, the pursuit of knowledge is a journey worth taking, no matter where it leads you.